Yes, it's been in the works for quite some time, and I can tell you, as a result of KDSB and the city of Dryden really looking at the potential of Dryden Municipal Nonprofit Housing Corporation, looking at the amount of repair and capital work that needs to be done, that's been accumulating over the last number of years, and then also looking into the future in terms of, as the nonprofit stands with the federal operating agreements coming to an end, is the nonprofit going to be able to be financially sustainable without additional funding from the municipalities? And the analysis that was done in partnership came back and said, no, it's not. In fact, Dryden, a municipal nonprofit, is not on a path of being financially sustainable and does need a significant amount of capital investments. One, to ensure that they don't fall into a state of disrepair. And so we worked with council through that. And at the end of the day, we feel that, as you know, it, those units being part of the overall, the broader housing portfolio under KDSB, that it makes financial sense that we can address the capital deficit for these units. We can ensure that they remain sustainable without having to go back to the property tax base for more funding. And that was something that was really important, not just for our board, but also for City Council. And the other component to this as well is that, as you know, this region needs more housing, that we need to have more access to affordable housing. And one way to increase accessibility to that is we need to create and develop more affordable housing units, that the existing stock is not keeping up. And especially when you look at all the jobs that are going to be created in the near future, whether it's within mining, whether it's within the service sector and so forth. So part of this, too, is that is to help KDSB and our municipalities to create capacity to also build new housing as well. And so the transfer is part of a broader long-term plan to ensure that existing families will remain and maintain housing that is safe and affordable, and that's also affordable for the community, but also we're looking at and having the means to build our own without necessarily always being at the mercy of federal or provincial capital funding. So that's really, in the long and short of it, that's what this will achieve. And so we look forward to this. And I think the other piece that's important to note is that KDSB is the main funder of Dryden Municipal Nonprofit Housing Corporation. So in other words, we levy our municipalities, we collect those funds, and then pass it on to the nonprofit. And so through this, it doesn't make much sense in a way for the City of Dryden to fund us to be responsible for housing, but yet the City of Dryden also being in the housing business. And so that was another dimension to this that council felt, that let's pool the resources, but also be very respectful of the property taxpayer. And through doing this, I can tell you that there is a significant amount of operational savings as well, in that we don't have to do two audits. We don't have to have multiple insurance policies. The operational savings in this is going to help address the capital deficit that Dryden Nonprofit currently has. Nothing will change. And in fact, by doing this, what it does is it's 66 community housing units for families. What it does, it's going to give them direct access to KDSB's financial support and social assistance programs. And so the other nice thing is that not only are the rents going to be maintained the way they are in terms of being affordable, but it also equips the families or gives the family access to all of the programs that KDSB has as well. And so that is another piece, is that we're actually going to make life better for the families in these housing units. And the goal, Mike, is, you know, right from the get-go, community housing, its intent was to give families a leg up so that they can, you know, long-term be one self-sufficient, self-sustainable, and be able to afford their own housing. And so that's the goal here as well, is that this is going to allow us to bring full wraparound supports for these families so that they don't end up getting stuck in community housing for all their life. It is a big change. On the surface, it looks like the transfer is a huge change for the community. But in fact, what it's doing, it's KDSB and our municipalities working together to streamline programs and services to make sure that they are delivered in the most efficient, effective way possible, and that we reduce costs where we can, and then we take that opportunity and reinvest those savings into new programs and new infrastructure. And so that's kind of the neat thing about this, is doing this transfer, doing this transformational change is actually going to put us in the driver's seat for us to be able to afford to do new developments.